Hello and praise Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us for our daily inspiration, moment to inspire, to encourage, and build each other with the Word of God as we continue reflecting on our topic this week. And our topic is capacity, building capacity for overflow. We strongly believe that 2024 is a year when God is going to cause us to overflow in favor, in grace, in blessings. In the areas that we have been struggling, we shall see God coming through for us. As you saw yesterday, Jesus was at a wedding in the Cana of Galilee, and the wine got finished, and they needed a miracle. If you have ever been involved in the wine industry, you should know that it does not take a day to make wine. If you want the best wine, because that must be left to ferment, it takes quite a while. God is able to collapse time. Maybe it would have taken years. God was able to collapse that into minutes. Maybe it would have taken months. God was able to collapse that into minutes. In other words, God is able to collapse that which appears beyond us. And you know, overflow means that you have a deficiency, that you're trusting God to fill and to overflow. You have a cup. Maybe that cup is half. Maybe it's empty. But the beauty of it is that God fills that cup until it overflows. And so, my brother, my sister, whatever area you are trusting God for, believe for overflow. Of course, there is the divine collaboration. You have to do your part and God will do his part. Remember, he told the servants, fill the jars with water. I know there are many. There are six of them. I know they are huge, 20 gallons to 30 gallons, but fill them with water. Not even the fifth one, when it was filled, the miracle did happen until all of them were filled. And so it's a question of you asking yourself, and I'm asking myself, what jars do I need to fill with water so that I can see God's overflow in my life? And do I want us to see overflow in the area of healing? There was a Syrian general who was famed for military exploits. This guy was very good at war, and he was respected by his king, the king of Syria. But unfortunately, he had leprosy. And as soon as you can identify, maybe with yourself or with the people who are very good in a certain area, but you have a little area where you are struggling, that becomes your leprosy. And so this man tried as much as he could, but unfortunately, there was no cure for leprosy those days. And the only solution was turn to God. And that is our solution. And that is the beauty. Whether there is cure, whether there is no cure, turn to God. And so he decided to go to Elisha. He got wind that there was a man of God who was good in praying and people would get healed. So he goes to Elisha. And the scripture tells us in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 5, if you start from verse 9. So Naaman, the Syrian general, went with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to say to him, go, wash yourself seven times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to meet me. Doesn't he know who I am? Eh? That's my addition. And stand and call on the name of the Lord his God. Wave his hand over the spot and cure me of my leprosy. Arunota, Bana, and Papa, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel, couldn't I wash in them and be cleansed? So he turned and went away in rage. Naaman's servants went to him and said, my father, if that prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How about how much more than when he says, wash and be cleansed? So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. As we trust God for overflow in the year 2024, we have our own personal prejudices. We have a formed opinion of how God will do it. Oh, God will come do a cabradabra, and the miracle will happen. But there is divine collaboration. There is something God is asking you to do. And it is your responsibility. It is my responsibility to seek God and get to know what is it that he wants me to do. And for Naaman, you want healing, yes. I know you have trusted God for healing for a while, for a long time, but you desperately need it. Now go and wash yourself in River Jordan 7 times. I know you are a respected general. I know you have an ego. I know you respect your status. You even expected me to come to you, not send someone. But you want to be healed, go wash yourselves. I will not even meet you. Go and wash yourself in River Jordan. Not once, not twice, not thrice. You found Naaman there and asked him, what are you doing? I also don't know. Because the first time, nothing happened. Fourth time, nothing happened. Sixth time, nothing is happening. Seventh time, the healing came. And I want to encourage you, my brother and my sister, that your healing is coming. You may be in the fifth time. You may be in the sixth time. But keep on dipping. Keep on dipping. Your healing is coming. Keep on trusting God. Keep on speaking faith. Keep on praying. Keep on walking in obedience. Keep on honoring God. Keep on doing what God told you to do. Your healing is coming. He demands that for you to get an offer from, you have to do what he tells you to do. Then he will do what you cannot do for yourself. May God visit you as you walk in obedience in whatever area God is prompting you to, that you may experience his overflow. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement and even the rebukes that we get from your word. Thank you for reminding us today that there is something you are calling on us to do so that you can do what we cannot do on our own. Help my brother and my sister and visit them in that area that they are trusting you for. Show yourself strong on their behalf. Visit them with the healing in your heart, oh God, and restore them in the area that they are trusting you to restore. That they may experience an overflow in their lives in a manner they have never experienced it before. Thank you for speaking to us in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. Thank you for your wonderful comments. And thank you for sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Thank you so much for your time. God bless you.